Quite often, I'll play you folk music like this on ABC Classic. And then afterwards say that you've been listening to the fiddle, not the violin. Chris Duncan is one of Australia's leading fiddle players. So, Chris, is there a difference?
It is exactly the same instrument.
Well, that was easy. Actually, I think there's more to it than that. So, Chris Duncan, what is a fiddle anyway?
There was an instrument called a fiddle, which is a very old thing with a flat top and back and would have sounded atrocious, I would imagine. But the violin, as we know it now, took over the world of music. And it's, you know, it's in lots of cultures because of its versatility. And people like me, who use the violin for, let's call it fiddle music, I would call it a fiddle, not a violin, because of what I play.
So, Chris Duncan, what about how you play it? What is the difference?
If you and I read a paragraph of written English words, when you say it, it will be very different to the way I say it. So when you look at music, a fiddler will make a different sound to what a violinist will make, looking at the same music. We, as in fiddlers, have rhythm. Classical musicians have intonation.
Well, most of them do anyway. So, Chris Duncan, where does this emphasis on rhythm come from?
Most of our tunes come from a dance tradition or a dance background. It's all based on rhythm. And, like, for a listener, I suppose, the easiest way would be, are you tapping your foot? And if you are, it's probably fiddle music. If you're not, it's probably not.
That's Chris Duncan. So, there you go. A fiddle is a violin. It's just what you do with it that makes the difference. A strong rhythm and, yes, that tapping toe will give the game away.